Dit is een podcast van King.
Fucking hell. All right. Well, this is Noel Gallagher. You're listening to Kink in Touch with Jasper, a fucking dreadful name for a radio show. I don't know who either of these clowns are. Clearly fucking going nowhere. But then again, they're playing my music, so it can't be all bad.
Kink in Touch.
Kink in Touch with Jasper.
We're going to talk about this new album, which is coming up. It's called Council Skies. And the first glimpse of this album we heard was We're Gonna Get There in the End, the demo version. This track ended up on this new album. What did you change to get the definitive version of this track?
Well, on the demo, it's just me playing. So on the definitive version is the rest of the guys, and there's a bit more instrumentation on it. Yeah, the main difference between my demos and the final versions is usually on the demos, it's me playing everything. And then when I get the rest of the band in, it becomes that little bit better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we played that demo version, so I can't wait to get the real version later on this album. So this album started with you and an acoustic guitar, I can imagine, being in lockdown.
Yeah. Well, because we were all kind of isolated and I couldn't get to a studio, and I was just writing songs at home, like I would traditionally do. I'd kind of got out of the habit of doing that when I was working on Who Built the Moon and the EPs and that. But of course, circumstances dictated how this album would be written, and it's very. I guess it's more reflective and intimate than the last album. Last album was kind of like a cosmic party album, I suppose. But yeah. This one is it's a bit more reflective and a bit more human, I think.
Before there was an album of you with a whole remix album later on. Will that work for this album as well?
I wouldn't have thought so.
But there are remixes made of Robert Smith by The Cure. Pet Shop Boys is involved in this record in a way.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say there's Pretty Boy obviously would lend itself to a remix, as would the track that the Pet Shop Boys have done. But the rest of them, it's not really. This album is more like a cross. It's more of a cross between Chasing Yesterday and Who Built the Moon, I guess. But the remix thing didn't jump out at me this time, except for the Robert Smith thing and the Pet Shop Boys one, yeah.
How often do you listen to dance music? Because you've been involved in a lot of dance tracks, like Chemical Brothers featured you on a tune. How often do you listen to new dance tunes?
Quite a lot, actually. I go to Ibiza every year and... a lot. I mean, I don't sit around the house listening to the Beatles. Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of, I've got a few successful DJ friends who turn me on to stuff here and there. So, I love it.
Are you a DJ yourself as well? Could you play some tunes?
No, I don't have the, I've got the taste. Sadly, I don't have the skills.
Yeah. For this new album, I read somewhere that you impersonated David Bowie and Mick Jagger for inspiration of this new album. How is your David Bowie singing voice?
It's pretty fucking good, actually. Better than David Bowie's.
Can you do a bit?
That song was for Pretty Boy, actually. And yeah, it's just the thing. It's just the thing that I did one night when I was fucking high. You know, it's just like I had, and it works for the track. So there you go.
That's a good inspiration. Yeah, one of the tracks on this album is called "Open the Door, See What You Find." How often do you open the door of your studio or on a computer, and do you find old demos which you could use now? Does that ever happen that you find something which you wrote 20 years ago and think, okay, I could use this now?
Yeah, well, actually, during the lockdown in 2020, I guess because we were all at home doing nothing all day, I found a box of CDs that were all blank. And on one of these CDs was an old Oasis song called Don't Stop, which we put out on the internet for fans. And I'd forgotten all about that song and that version. And there's a full band version of it on one of the versions of Council Skies, which is really great. I don't tend to find. Thing. I can remember the good ones. You tend to find stuff that's not very good because you've forgotten about it.
Yeah. How often do you listen to your own music being released? Do you ever listen to your first album of the Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds or ever to Oasis?
I don't. I will, before I go out on tour, I will listen to the Oasis
songs. You need
songs
to, yeah.
That I think I'm going to play. But High Flying Birds, I tend to listen to my own stuff when I'm in the gym because I can listen. I don't really get to enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't really want to be playing it when other people are around. They don't want to sit and listen to you listening to your own music.
But, That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of have it on in the gym, if I'm being honest, because it takes my mind off working out.
But you are being confronted with your own music always. I saw that video on social media going around that you were on a terrace somewhere on Ibiza and someone played Wonderwall. How is that for you?
I mean, you can look at it one of two ways. It's the way I look at it, it's an absolute privilege that that song is just, you know, there's not many people that get that in the world of music, you know, there's not many people at all. And it was more embarrassing for my kids, obviously, because it's their dad and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it. It's kind of, it's pretty cool, actually.
I saw the footage of you being in the studio. You recorded Mind Games, that perfect John Lennon tune. And I love the atmosphere in the studio that I saw. It was so relaxed with all the candles and stuff. How important is that in a studio?
Well, it's mine. Yeah, I built it myself and designed it. Studios, first and foremost, have got to be a nice place to be or you're not going to want to be there. Most of the studios I've ever fallen in love with have been great places just to hang out. So mine is, even when I'm not working, I just like being there anyway and just like, you know, I couldn't think of a better place to go and have lunch than in my studio and sit and talk shit with my engineer and then I'll go off and do whatever it is I've got to do. But no, it's an amazing place. They've got to be inspiring or you're not gonna do great things there. You know?
Where did you build the studio? In which city?
I was in London, in King's Cross.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing place. A busy place as well.
Very busy, yeah.
How can you go outside that studio? Because people recognize you every second, I guess.
Yeah, but you don't let things like that worry you?
I don't think so. No, it's a compliment as well, like that Wonderwall song on that terrace. It's a compliment.
Well, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do about it. You might as well embrace it.
Yeah. We just talked a bit about new music. I heard Chris Moyles on Radio X saying that the most unsigned bands nowadays are crap. What is your opinion on that?
I'm not sure Chris Moyles has got great taste in music. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, in the terms of unsigned bands, I don't. It's not something I'm aware of these days. People do send me things from time to time, which I actually think are pretty good. I couldn't give you any names of any. But
last week was Inhaler in my studio. You took them on tour.
Yeah. Well, good lads, great band. I've known the singer since he was about 3 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he sing some tunes at that age?
I've seen him sing when he was when he was a young guy. Yeah, I mean they've been hammering away for quite a while actually, and it's great they've just kind of broken through the last couple of years, and they're very dedicated and they're into it. And Eli's a great kid, and well, all of them are great. Have you ever seen them live?
I've seen them a couple of times. I saw them on the Great Escape on a pizza truck. They are now supporting Arctic Monkeys, so they are doing big things.
Yeah. I mean, they're great live. Their gigs are amazing. But music has become quite fractured, and chart music is dominated by pop, and which would have been. Pop music is all right if the pop stars are cool. Sadly, the pop stars of today are fucking idiots.
They are. Who's the biggest idiot around now?
Sam Smith.
Why?
Look at him.
That's it, right? Yeah. No, last time I saw you, it was in Amsterdam. You played the AFAS live there. There are a lot of new shows announced in America. You're touring with Garbage. You're doing a big Brighton show. When can we expect you back here? Because we need you. We need our hero.
Yeah, I think, when are we going? I'm not allowed to say. I'm gonna guess it'll be before the end of the year, but I genuinely don't know. But
otherwise, I'll invite you, Noel, to come here.
Well, I love going out to the Netherlands. It's a great place. And I look forward to it. I think it'll be soon, though. Don't worry. I won't forget about you.
You'll be there. There's a new album. Will be out in a few months. Console Skies. Thanks, Noel, for joining me today. And see you later this year in the Netherlands.
Thank you very much.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.